Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome back to Making Moves. I am here with Reggie and manager Ty from the North Star Boys. Thanks so much for coming on the show, guys.
Thank you for having us.
I'm so excited to have y'all, and this is our first time meeting, so it's very exciting. Tell me a little bit about yourself. I know I just intro'd you, but give me the formal, like, elevator pitch of both of you guys.
Go ahead, man.
I'll go first.
Reggie, where are you from? How old are you? Where do you live? Give me the spiel.
I'm Reggie Macalino. I'm 21 years old. I'm from the Philippines, actually.
Wow.
Yeah. So I just moved out here when I was like 14, out in like Riverside.
Oh my gosh. So you moved there?
Yeah, I moved there. Then I moved out in LA about like 9 months ago.
Yeah, it was August last year.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, and then what about you, Manager Ty?
So, yeah, I go by Manager Ty. Thank you. And I'm actually originally from Texas.
No way. Where in Texas?
Like, I was actually born and raised around the Dallas area, but then I moved over to Houston, lived by cows for a few, and then all of a sudden, you know, just like Reggie, what, 9, 10 months ago now, I found myself in LA, you know.
Wow.
Managing the North Star Boys, and you got Reggie over here making my life a living. Beautiful.
Oh, okay. Right.
Beautiful. Yeah. Okay. Make my life wonderful.
Living life to the fullest.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. So how did y'all, like, get to know each other? Like, tell me the story. How did North Star Boys, like, become a thing?
So, I'm going to try to keep this as short and sweet as possible,
it's a long story.
So, I would say that one of the things we love to say at North Star Boys is just the stars align, right? Everything in this project seems
that's so
like
on brand for y'all.
The puzzle pieces just happen to set right in place. Everything really happened by chance. Like, for example, Oliver and Sebastian are the co-founders and their brothers of North Star Boys. And I bumped into Oliver at an event, and it was like I invited a friend who invited a friend who invited a friend who invited Oliver, who wasn't supposed to be in LA at the time, and I wasn't supposed to be in LA at the time either. We just happened to kick it off at the event. Like, he was there after the event ended, but I happened to be there at the same time, and we just kind of kept in contact. I invited him to my birthday party, and when he came to my birthday party, he came to me with this idea with his brother. And he was like, I want to start the first ever Asian American content group, and I want to inspire the world.
Wow.
And I was like, you know what? Me too.
Match made in heaven, baby. Boom.
And so it was kind of like, let's do this. I know I dropped everything. My brother joined the group as well. And then the day after was when Oliver and Seb met Reggie and his group of friends.
Yeah.
Okay, whoa. What do you mean you dropped everything?
So, my background is business, and I'm an entrepreneur. I have multiple businesses, and I still have some businesses running at home.
Oh, I know you're casually on Forbes 30 under 30. Okay, subtle flex.
Did you know that my first ever business and my largest business to this day is called TK Trailer Parts?
Shut up! Yes. I was stalking your Instagram, and you had, like, a photo in front of it.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, that's interesting. Okay, tell me more.
So the online brand is called the Trailer Parts Outlet, but when I first started, it's TK Trailer Parts because my brother's named Kane. And we used to, play these video games, and I was 14 when I started the business.
Wow.
So I didn't know what to name my business, and my brother was like, we always use TK for everything. So I was like, okay, TK Trailer Parts.
Oh my gosh.
So I thought that was funny to bring
that's
up because
so
you know,
awesome. Yeah,
making moves with TK and then TK Trailer Parts.
Yes. Okay, wait, so what exactly is that company?
So imagine, just to make it as simple as possible, you're familiar, you have a vehicle, right? You have tires, axles, and parts that make up the vehicle.
Yeah.
Well, I actually sell those parts for trailers. So maybe you see like a construction company using a dump trailer or an RV or whatnot. Mm-hmm. And I sell parts all over the world for that, and I make those parts too.
How the heck did you start that and get into that?
Well, when I was, like I said, I was super young, I actually didn't know what a trailer was. Uh-huh. And my stepfather at the time, new stepfather, he ran a trailer manufacturing business. So imagine an auto parts or an auto manufacturer.
Okay.
Right? And he had a bunch of stock laying on the yard, and I was just like, okay. Well, I am tired of this normal path of going to school. I'm going to take the path less taken. You know, Robert Frost, love that poem. And decided I kind of want to pave my own way. And I decided to list those items on his inventory.
Wow.
On a yard, like on eBay and Craigslist. And that kind of like started.
You're a young
honestly,
Gary Vee.
Pioneered
after
that
it.
Industry. Yeah. Just like, selling these weird auto parts online.
And get that's,
it
out.
Just like snowballed.
Okay, so then did it like just blow up because of like supply and demand, like people just needed the parts?
Well, I would say blow up is a terminology that I think people generally use for like social media. You go viral, you blow up, right?
Yeah, it is.
It was 9 years of, you know, gradual growth. Like it was blood, sweat, and tears. I actually have this scar right here. I don't know if you can see that.
Wow.
But that was from like metalworking.
Oh my gosh.
It was tough.
When I was 14, I was just playing basketball. This dude doing business, bro.
Yeah.
I didn't care about that.
If I didn't do that, bro, I wouldn't be your manager today.
You're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
The right type of guy around you. Wow.
Yes.
That is so impressive. And then so is that to this day like your most successful business, or is that just the first one you started?
That is my most successful
that
business.
Is. Wow.
I've opened up, and I would say, you know, the saying that you fail, you have to fail to succeed is so true. I've opened, I think, at least 10 entities in my lifetime, and 5 of them have failed.
Wow.
And so, you know, I just utilized the capital that I made from the original business, TK, and decided to use that capital for other businesses and try it out. And this is my latest investment here in my time, my life, my tears, my energy, my laughter, you know?
So, okay. And it seems like you're having a great time doing it.
I'm having an amazing time.
It's a fun little
time.
Spice. Sure
about very that. Fun.
A little bit more spicy than the trailer parts?
Definitely more spicy, more sexy, you know, it's fun.
So do you secretly have them promote your other, the TK business sometimes?
I don't even know if they even know what it's called, to be honest with you.
Well, now you know.
I do know. What are you talking about?
What, do you do know?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I talk to you, like, oh, you know my stuff. But I mean, like, I don't, like, talk to the boys and be like, yo, so TK needs to make a few more sales.
Yeah,
like,
Let me sell
some trailer
parts. I mean,
parts.
You never told us about, like, promoting it.
Yeah, they know all about my business, you know, that I have a business background, but it's not, like, you know, I don't know if they...
The day-to-day.
Yeah, exactly.
How often are you, like, I guess, how involved are you still in... with that company? Like, are you constantly on phone calls for it? Like, what are you still doing with that company?
So, if I'm being honest with you, I'm not too involved at all. I have an amazing leadership team. I have a group of 5 leadership team members, and I have 20 wonderful, wonderful people that I've trained from the bottom up supporting, you know, from back home, so I can do this. So I get on, like, a once-a-week Zoom call with them, with the leadership team, and like, okay, how's it going? Any fires that we need to put out? What's the news? It's about 30 minutes to an hour every single week, and that's what I do.
So you employ a lot of people.
Yeah, subjectively speaking.
That's crazy. Good for you.
Thank you.
You're a busy guy. Okay, back to North Star. That's very interesting.
Thank you.
Reggie, how did you get into content creating?
It was first started when I was just doing TikTok with the boys. It was back in Dallas. I was never going to do social media at all.
Wait, so did you move from Philippines to Dallas?
No, from Riverside.
Oh.
Then I had a trip in Dallas with my 4 other friends that's in the group right now.
Okay.
Which is why it was such a coincidence that, like, Oliver, on the same time he met me for my birthday, ran into
crazy.
Them while everybody
in
was
Dallas.
In there.
Yeah, we were all in Dallas at that point.
But, like, you got somebody from Riverside, Arizona, Florida, Texas, like,
it was everywhere.
Like, wait, it's crazy.
Okay. So why'd you go on a trip to Dallas?
We basically met, like, playing video games like League of Legends and stuff like that.
Okay.
So we
like
just
through the little like earpiece.
Yeah. So we never
each other shit.
We never met in person before.
Okay.
Like, always just playing video games.
I'm always wondering who my brother's talking to. I'm like, who are you talking to?
Exactly.
So it was one of those
guys. One of those things. And some people in that group was already doing like TikTok and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But so we started like just partying and chilling like that. Like, and we met Oliver and them. And do you guys want to make content? So we started making content. And
so who was the original TikToker?
It was Ryan and Justin.
Ryan and Justin. And did they have a following already? Like
they had like 200, 300K.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Yeah, so I started
that's
off
great.
With like, let's say like 30K.
Uh-huh.
Then we made a TikTok, 4 of us like walking out the door, just walking out the door. And it went viral, like 25 million views.
Wait, is this the one with the masks?
No,
that's
before North Star.
This is way before.
Oh, this is before North Star.
Yeah,
okay.
Before.
Why did that go viral? Was it like a thirst trap?
Do you see this? I mean, it's just good looking guys, you know, just walking
like,
out the door.
Okay.
So he basically just walked out, and yeah, that's how I started making TikTok.
You just walk outdoors.
Walk outdoors, that's it, yeah.
That's crazy. Okay. So you, in Dallas, you made this walking out of the door TikTok. It blew up 25 million views later. What are you doing?
So, like, I just went back home.
Were you all confused? Like, were you like, why is this, like, 25 million
views?
Yeah, like,
it was crazy because we were just, like partying, you know?
Yeah. And then was it all, like, were you freaking out? Were you like, oh, my gosh, guys, like, this is going viral?
Yeah. At some point, I was like, do I take this seriously?
Yeah.
Because I was still working and I was trying to go back to college. And
where were you working?
I used to work at a Korean barbecue. I was
a
server.
Oh my gosh, awesome.
Yeah, I was a server there. So.
And you were going to go back to what, college?
Yeah, I was going back to college. Then Dallas happened and they were like, yeah, you guys
want
to.
It was like literally a week after that.
Yeah,
they
it was
went
a week
to
after
Arizona
that.
All together. Yeah.
So you just met these guys on playing your games.
Yeah.
This is crazy. You met essentially on the internet.
Yeah.
And then you go to Dallas, you plan a trip, you hang out, you do the 25 million thing, and then you go to Arizona and you decide to like make this a thing?
We thought it was a scam first, but...
Oh, because they presented it to you guys. Yeah.
I mean, I didn't know anything about
it. It was just Oliver and Seb. Because Oliver and Seb were like dealing, like trying to solidify something with me and then solidify something with them at the same time. Yeah. And it's crazy. So it went like,
you guys were like, who are these guys?
Exactly. Okay. I've never seen them before. I was never on social media. I was just doing my life.
Okay. Wow. And then now, obviously, you guys are like, how did North Star become its name?
So that's actually Oliver and Sebastian. Yeah. Their mother had always told them to follow their North Star and then work backwards. So find what your goal is and then work backwards. And so that's kind of like their mantra, I guess you would say. And so North Star Boys birthed from that concept.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, there's always some deeper meaning. Mm-hmm. I love it. Okay, and then you just all like casually are talented, good looking, and can sing. Like, I'm confused. How did that, was there some strategy behind this group? I'm like, or did all the stars really align?
I mean, the stars really align. I mean, we always work hard no matter what, but It just happened real quick.
Yeah, I would say that, like, you know, we don't like calling ourselves a content house. We call ourselves a content group because we have crazy, crazy structure. Like, we're running this like a business and we're taking this super seriously. But we came together not to be a music group, mm-hmm. right? It wasn't our intention, but it just happened that we just found a mutual passion that we decided to share. And it's like, oh, shoot. Reggie can sing.
I didn't know I can sing.
You know, so got a bunch of people, you know, in the group is like, okay, we like doing this. Let's share this passion with our fans. You know, we do everything for our stars is what we call our fans, North Star Boys, you know.
Cute.
So we wanted to give them more of us, and that was our passion in music.
Everything's, like, so well-branded. I'm very impressed.
Thank you.
There's a star in everyone.
Are we going to get, like, matching North Star tattoos after this? Do you already have one?
No, not yet. not yet.
I'm surprised you guys don't, like, as a group.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you think about it, it's like, nine, 10 months, and it's everything's been happening so fast. Mm-hmm. But I think in the future we will.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That'd be sick.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
On, like, the top left butt cheek, right?
No, I'm going to get it, like, right here.
No! I'm kidding. No! Okay, that is so fascinating. So what are you guys, how many people are exactly in the group?
There's about 7 talents.
You said about?
I mean, there's 7 talents. Yeah. And manager Ty, and there's a lot of more people.
We've built a team, and so we have some supporting team members, and also some media team. Without the help of the entire team, we wouldn't be able to do everything that we do, because everything that we do is in house. Like, we do this all by ourselves. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So.
And do you all live together?
We do.
Wow, in Calabasas.
Yes.
And what do you mean you have supporting, like a lot of creators are like, who do I hire first? Like, mm-hmm. I need help. I can't do this all on my own. Like, explain.
So,
give some advice. Drop some knowledge here.
Sebastian Moy, one of the founders, he's big on media, right? It's like consistency in any sort of content creation is important. Mm-hmm. TikTok, Instagram, and all that good stuff. But for us, our original breadwinner was YouTube. So we needed a full-time videographer and editor. So
what
we
do you
started
mean,
off there.
Breadwinner? It was doing the best.
It was garnering the most like loyal fan following, mm-hmm. and it was it was generating
money there,
right? You know, I'm sure you do a little bit of TikTok too. It doesn't necessarily generate money.
YouTube is where I make my most money.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So we ended up, you know, inviting someone to our team that, you know, focused on videography, focused on editing, expanded that team. Then we needed some assistant roles and responsibilities. So we hired some of those people to help us do our everyday things. And, you know, we have 2 new hires doing that, and they're absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. And just, shoot, they do everything.
Wow. So are you mainly talent? Like, you don't edit or shoot stuff
much. I
mean,
I edit my own YouTube videos, but...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's impressive. Okay, cool. Yeah. What do you use, Final Cut?
I use Premiere.
iMovie? What, Premiere?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's impressive, too. Okay, so you edit your own YouTube videos, but mm-hmm. the group has an editor.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Are the people that help you create content, are they coming up with ideas for the videos, or are you guys throwing out ideas all the time?
We all use our brand to... come up with all the ideas mm-hmm. right now that
we have like group like entire house brainstorming sessions.
It's every Monday that we brainstorm everything.
Tell me more. I'm so intrigued.
So there's basically A day, B day, and C day. So it's like there's a structure on every week that we do.
Stop. Wait, I love this. Okay, tell me.
So A day is basically just like personal content and stuff like that. Like we do our own content. We brainstorm, like help each other out to... if we run out of ideas and stuff, and other people will help us and a talent. And B day is a YouTube day, so it's the group TikTok,
group YouTube channel.
YouTube channel, and C-Day is like mix of both, right?
C-Days is like, let's say, you know, it's like field trip day.
Yeah.
You know, we go out and then we get some personal content, we do some group time.
So you go
to
Melrose. Yeah, you'll do that.
It's like a team bonding.
Yeah. But going back to the brainstorm thing, I mean, if you imagine like, you know, like whiteboards everywhere and jotting down ideas and, you know, coming up like, oh, good idea. No, we don't like that. Like, that's what it looks like. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm like, invite me sometime to brainstorm. I'll come up with good ideas.
Would love you to.
That's so cool. So my friends and I kind of similarly do that.
Uh-huh.
But I heard this, there's this company, you guys should try this out. They have brainstorm sessions for their company and stuff like that, kind of similar to you. But they'll do it at night. They'll do it at like midnight, or it'll start like really late. And they'll put like candles on, and like some people will bring, you know, whatever.
It's like a ritual.
Yeah, no, like literally they'll like get in the mood. Like some people are like, it's so funny. And like there's someone there to just write all the ideas, and then people are throwing out like the craziest things. Yes. And it's like, that's what you have to do to be creative sometimes.
Yeah. 100%. Well, you got to be creative in your... You know, you're creating creation to be creative. Right? You know what I mean? Like, you got to be creative and create your ideas to be creative.
Well, you kind of have to create time to be inspired.
Right.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing / time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys, the pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in fourth place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 Hard Challenge, but one stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster.
Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
So what does a brainstorm session look like? You guys are like sitting on the couch and then you have a whiteboard and then you're just like, do you say, okay, YouTube, and then you brainstorm that, or is it just random?
I mean, honestly, it really depends. You know, sometimes we'll have a brainstorm session on the couch. Sometimes we'll have a brainstorm session over dinner. You know, sometimes we'll sit on the floor. But yeah. I mean, Reggie's been in like every single brainstorm session. So, you know, tell TK about like one of the times that, you know, you did brainstorm.
Yeah. What has been one of your favorite brainstorm sessions and why?
I mean, it's all the same thing. Like, every Monday. Like,
so it's every Monday, a certain time?
Yeah.
Every Monday.
No, it's not on a certain time. Like, they tell us a time when to do it. Like, mostly in the afternoon or, like, at night, basically.
So I guess we have our Monday planning sessions, is what we call it. And we plan out the rest of the week, or at least attempt to. And then we schedule out everything, come up with ideas. But then we'll have mini brainstorm sessions as well. Remember, you have an accountability partner.
Oh, yeah,
partner.
We have partners that help us, too.
Yes.
Like, around the talent.
Okay.
And
within the talent.
Yeah, manager Ty helps us, too, with the content and stuff like that.
What do you mean accountability partner? Like, what do they do?
Like, sure if I don't post on YouTube, they will get on my ass.
Yeah, they're like, get your forking ass up and work.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
What happens if you don't post?
They just get disappointed.
It's a stupid.
Saying, yeah, it's a stupid. A stupid is like you pay for the dinner.
Okay.
So we have a team bonding. Like every Saturday, we go to Korean barbecue, get boba, anywhere, like do some fun stuff.
Yeah.
And like if you do a stupid, either you pay half of it or you pay the full price.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So it's kind of an incentive
to
get your shit up.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. And then what do you do Thursday, Friday?
Thursday, Friday, I mean, shoot, those are work days.
Yeah, work days every day, basically.
What, but I know you have, like, the ABC, so it's, like, Monday,
Tuesday.
Oh, so
it's, it's normally, like, we'll assign either an A day or B day to those days, you know, so A, B, B, A, C, or A, B, A, B, A, B.
Yeah, it can be whatever.
Oh, okay, copy. I was thinking, like, school schedule, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, it's, like, you know, kind of similar to that.
It is. Kinda.
And then how do you decide at the top of the week what's going to be an A day versus a B and C day?
That's why we brainstorm meeting. Like,
You kind of decide.
Okay,
we decide on Monday.
Which YouTube videos do we need to film for the week? Does that happen during the day? Does that happen during the nighttime? Or, like, what day of the week? What kind of idea is it? Do we have an interview? Do we have a podcast? Do we have a TV show? And do we have a concert? You know, we just have to schedule it.
Yeah. It's so funny. Like, I feel like being a content creator, ideas come to you. I feel like you're never not working is what I'm trying to say, because like ideas will, I'll be like on Instagram or TikTok at night when I'm like trying to go to bed and I want to be enjoying it like the rest of the world is entertainment, but like secretly I'm like, oh, I should do that one tomorrow.
Exactly.
I'm like saving sounds and things like that, and but I never can control when my brain's going to be the most creative or like ready to film. Like, do you ever struggle with that when you're like, oh shit, I'm supposed to be filming and there's daylight right now, but like I'm not feeling creative or like ready to be on camera?
Yeah, right now I'm stuck. Like, I don't have ideas on TikTok right now. It's
hard.
Really? Because it's hard. It's all like,
well, what do you mean walk out a door?
No, like there's no new trends and stuff. Like, it's kind of,
I know, it is kind of dry.
It's kind of dry right now, so it's kind of hard to come up with ideas.
But that's why we have accountability partners. You know, that's one of the things that I learned. I used to be part of like this entrepreneurship society and a lot of different little, you know, accountability groups. And so if one person doesn't have an idea, maybe your buddy does, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. Or they'll like help you think of one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you, I guess this is like the most organized creator group I've ever heard of. How do you feel like, because of your experience with business and all of that, like you're trying to implement that with the guys, or like, I guess, why are you taking this approach? How do you know to? Because it seems very like well thought out.
Well, thank you. Well, you got to remember, right? I was never a talent manager before this, nor did I expect at my birthday party to have somebody present me with this idea. So I didn't have like years to plan this out. But Oliver and Sebastian did have this idea. They've been, you know, dabbling in some content groups before and experienced what that looked like. And they knew what they liked and what they didn't like. And so they knew from the very beginning when they were talking to me about this idea that they wanted to take this seriously and wanted to be very structured. So I wouldn't say this is like necessarily my idea to put the structure in place. I've just utilized the experience that I've had with my business and said, hey, this would work based on what you guys want to implement. So I would say, you know, I'm more of like a supporting role. I do
copy
based on my experience what I think works.
Wow, that is so impressive. Do you guys ever get in arguments living together? I mean, I'm sure you do, being roomies.
I mean, if
you imagine brothers, brothers bicker at each other. I mean,
that's unavoidable. But we haven't had any fights.
Yeah, not like a big thing. Like we always just like mess around with each other every day. Like
get on each other's nerves,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Just for fun.
Yeah, for fun.
What would you say your role is in the group? Like, are you the class clown? Are you the jock? Like, what would you say your role is?
I'm the whore.
You're a lady killer.
No, I'm the bad boy of the group.
But he's like, hey, thinking about it, you know, just to put it in a PG-13 way, like, he's definitely that bad boy outside, teddy bear inside, you know?
That's how you get the girlies. Bad boy on the outside, teddy bear on the inside.
So that's what they like.
Okay. So are you into like skater stuff? I feel like I'm getting that vibe from you.
No, I don't skate.
No?
No.
You're like an edgy king though. You're like, you seem like you're into that.
Really?
Yeah, or like fashion.
Fashion? Like, yeah, I love fashion. I dress like different like every day. Mm-hmm. It's just like however I feel like type of day.
Who inspires you fashion wise?
Me.
He wears the same thing every day.
Hey, no, nothing wrong with that.
Same. No, I'm kidding.
Steve Jobs did that too.
It's true. I didn't think about that.
I like how hairstyle dress a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I like how he dress a lot. What else do I know?
Yeah, he has crazy good style. Did you guys? I think I saw you went to Coachella, right?
Yeah, I saw him.
His like rainbow outfit, so good. And Shania Twain, I was dying when he brought her out. So was he your favorite that you saw at Coachella?
I think my favorite is Joji.
Oh really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that set, but I really wanted to.
Yeah, it was just like a chill vibe, you know.
Mm-hmm. Bro, Swedish House Mafia though. Did we see them?
Yes.
What you talking about, bro?
When with The Weeknd, it was Sunday night.
Yeah, bumping, bro. We were bumping.
Oh yeah. I forgot.
Bro, yeah. That was my favorite part.
He was at the VIP bar with all the girlies.
No way.
Oh, no. I thought that was
you thought Swedish House Mafia was?
Yeah, I was like, whoa, that's crazy. That would be sick, though. If you were an artist at Coachella, you think you'd be bumping with the peeps?
Probably back in their trailer. Not.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know.
I mean, we'll get there one day and we'll let you know.
Yeah exactly.
We'll be in Coachella.
What is your type in girls?
I don't really have a type. I don't have a type.
Okay, you're open to anything.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, Reggie, like we talked about, Reggie's, you know, a big teddy bear, so, you know, he likes to get to know somebody.
He really cares about the personality. Okay, so tell me a little bit about what it's like, I guess, living here versus growing up in the Philippines.
Oh, shit. Living in the Philippines is really, really hard. Like, I mean, it's a third world country, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just, like, so blessed that I started living with them. I mean, I used to live with my aunt when we first moved there. It was in one room, me, my brother, and my dad, in the same room with two beds and my sister.
In Riverside?
Yeah, so it's kind of... But they took care of us, like, good. And Philippines, it was just crazy. It was, like, crime everywhere. You get, like... They rob your ass, like, and it's really dirty. Mm. Like, there's shit everywhere. Like, dogs around, just walking around.
I guess, what would you say now? Do you feel like just like living your TikToker life or your social media life in LA? Like, what do you take for granted now sometimes where you pinch yourself? You're like, I can't believe, like, I get to walk here safely. I'm on Rodeo Drive. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what do you feel like you take for granted now that you're living in LA? that your younger self like wouldn't believe you're doing right now?
Like having fans.
Yeah.
Like it's crazy, like how much they care about you and support you. Like one time I was streaming and I just saw this comment like on my Twitch. And I started bawling my eyes out because it just, like, hit me like, oh, shoot. Like, I didn't even know that they, like, I made an impact on their life.
Yeah. Like, yeah. What you say matters.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. So, like, people look up to you, and I didn't even think about that. I just do, like, fuck shit. Like, I just mess around. But obviously, like, I'm always, like, I always care for them and stuff like that. And it was just, like, crazy how they say all this stuff to you. Like, you don't think it's true, but deep down, like, on them, it's like, it means a lot to them, so.
Totally.
Yeah.
Do you have people come up to you quite often, like, when you're walking out and about?
We're in the mall.
So we definitely get recognized a lot more if we're in a group. Yeah. We're everywhere, like, together.
By yourself.
That makes sense when you're in a group. Do you, where is, like, what is your demographic of fans? Is it mostly female?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
like, what's the percentage?
Statistically speaking, I think it's like 85%.
Wow.
Yeah, mine's 93.
93?
And 7%.
Mine's like 95% female. Really? So, yeah.
Oh, what the hell? Mm-hmm. Wow. That was crazy.
I know. So yours is 93% female.
Yeah.
And what's like the age range?
You know, surprisingly, it's older. Older as in like 18 to 24, I think, is our main demographic.
Yeah, there's some kids too.
I mean, like broad spectrums.
Yeah.
I mean, we've met fans all the way to like in their, I don't want to assume ages, of course, but like mid-30s.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There's moms there too.
Oh, you remember
moms.
Airport? No. Airport? And like grandparents.
Okay.
Grandparents.
Yes. Huge fans.
No, it's crazy. Because Oliver and Sebastian have been on social media for a long, long time. So, like, their fans moved to, like, us. Like, it's just crazy. Like, mm-hmm. You see them everywhere.
Do you have other groups that you look up to as, like, a manager now? Or, like, you try and model North Star, like, off of?
Oh, yeah, definitely. But one of the things that I've found is, and this is bringing back into business, mm-hmm. right? The only reason why I was successful in my business originally was I didn't model my business from anything within my industry, right? Mm-hmm. And so I'm looking outside of the entertainment industry and seeing, okay, how can we model this in a way that would work for the entertainment industry? So one group in the entertainment industry that we definitely look up to is
BTS.
Yeah. You know, K-pop. Obviously.
Iconic.
What are they doing? What are they doing right? Mm-hmm. And how can we do things in a way that's our own way, mm-hmm. but establishes specific things that would make us successful like that?
Mm-hmm. Like
but
principles. That principles. They
principles and fundamentals. Yeah. And I'm pulling more so also from general business practices, consistencies, marketing, because social media at the end of the day is marketing, mm-hmm. right? And just making really close connections with the people in the industry. Like I've met many, many people with larger groups that I've gotten close with from a manager position. Mm-hmm. And it's just interesting to see like everybody's different insights. Because if I ask you, what do you think a manager does? You mm-hmm. know, it's kind of hard to put into words.
It is a little bit of, I always say when I describe my manager to people, they're like, what does she do for you? I'm like, she literally holds my hand in everything.
Exactly.
She's my hand holder.
Exactly.
Like, basically. In everything.
And a wingman too.
Yeah, exactly. Mine's my wing woman. Shout out Abigail. That's hilarious. Okay, so yeah, you're kind of giving like Simon Cowell with One Direction to like me. You know what I mean? Like, you know how like he was so involved in like creating the group and like.
I guess so. I forget that. It's funny because we have a little talent show that we do for our. Our like YouTube and whatnot,
it's like
and our show.
Asian America's Got Talent.
Yeah, that's right. So you've seen it.
That was a cool video.
And I'm kind of like the Simon Cowell, but I forget that Simon Cowell was involved in One Direction. I forgot about that too.
So yeah, he basically he put them together.
One. Yeah,
he like I know, remember they were on X Factor, and then he was like, okay, Harry, Louis, whatever. Yeah, it's crazy.
I should look into that more.
Yeah, you should study him. I'm sure he has like great like advice or little nuggets. I know. Yeah. I just went to an event that, speaking of BTS, I just went to an event. Have you guys ever heard of the Creme Shop? It's It's like a beauty brand. It's a Korean beauty brand. Anyway, and they did a collab with BTS. Mm. And like seeing when I posted about it that I got like free products and stuff, their fan base is insane.
No, it's crazy.
It is like nothing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yep.
Yeah. Why do you think they're so, they have such insane fans?
Because they're fan driven.
Exactly.
Definitely fan driven.
Oh, okay. What do you mean by that?
Like, all they do is for their fans. Like, their and fans is yeah.
Is what we do.
Yeah, basically.
I mean, like, everything that we do for our supporters, right? Mm-hmm. You see a lot of these creators and artists and whatnot, they create because they want to create. We although we enjoy creating, you know, we create for the people who support us. And everything is
for... We give them what they want.
They support us, so we support them.
Yeah, so is it... Are you saying, like, give me an example. Is it, like, they'll comment, we want this video, and then you film that? Or how does this
work? Yeah, sometimes we can do that.
Yeah, but it's more so, like, we actually listen to our fans. Yeah. We interact with our fans.
We talk to them.
We talk to them. Mm-hmm. I mean, and we... It's like, you know... Everything, we do it for them. That is vocally expressed in our actions and through our words. We just don't do stuff just to do it. It's with the direction and why we're doing it. We're trying to... Our North Star, so just a little tidbit. Our North Star is to reach our fans, like every single one of them.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like... there's so much you can do with branding with that name. Like the North Star Tour, or like meet us at the North Star, yeah. Oh, wow. Is that the logo?
Yeah.
Gorge. I love it. Yeah. Do you guys have merch?
Yeah.
I'm wearing it right now. Yeah, is that some of it? Okay, you have to hook me up with some merch.
We forgot to bring some. Should have brought some.
That's awesome. So very fan-driven. What's your favorite thing about your fans?
They treat me like they're therapists. Like, they always ask about relationship stuff and, like, problems in their house and shit, and I listen to them. I talk to them on Twitch, or we have a Discord.
Yeah.
So it's like there's a stage, we call it a stage, I think, and you can like put people up on the stage with you, and you can just talk to them all day, all night.
Oh, cool! So it's kind of like going live, like or bring someone on live.
Yeah. So you just talk to them about their day, on some how they are, just check up on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What relationship advice are you giving to your fans?
I mean, don't get in a relationship right now.
Why?
It's all fake right now. Like, this generation is, like, fucked up.
Why?
Everyone just want to fuck.
Oh, no one wants anything, like, real substance?
Yeah.
Do you struggle? Like, do you wish that you could find someone that, like you could have real substance with? It's just hard to find that?
I mean,
or are you just having fun?
I'm not at the moment. I'm focused on my stuff right now, my career, so... I'm all in this right now.
Mm-hmm. Are females very distracting for both of y'all?
I don't think so.
No?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, I think when it comes to anything that I put my time and energy into, you know, anything could be a distraction, right?
Yeah.
But at this moment in time, you know, we're all just married to North Star.
Yeah, basically.
So
you're in a relationship with North Star. Got
it.
Look at y'all. Do you have any crazy, like, stories ever since you've like joined North Star, like about being in the entertainment industry? Anything you've been like, holy shit, I can't believe this is happening? Stuff like that.
Oh, yes, in New York.
Yeah.
That shit was crazy.
What happened?
I mean, it's not our first meetup.
No. Oh, you had a meetup?
Yeah, so our first meetup was like, everyone was on a single fine line. It was all like set up and shit. It was the mall people were like, the security was actually great there because they set up everything for us. Like, we didn't even let them know, but we just pulled up.
Yeah,
we're
going to
get kicked out, but, like, they set up everything for us anyways.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But New York went crazy. We thought, like, only, like, 200 people would show up, but the whole street of Times Square is, like, shut down. The traffic stopped. Like, no cars were moving.
Thousands of people.
So did you tweet? Like, how did you get people to come?
We posted a TikTok, the night before.
Yeah, we're in New York. If you guys want to meet us, we're here in Times Square.
Wow. How did you get out of there, like, safely?
Bro, we stood up on our top of our cars.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That is crazy. So do you have any other stories like that? Anything else besides
The Roxy concert was great. It was our very first concert ever.
Oh my gosh, you did a live show already?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I didn't know that. Did you perform your new song?
We performed like our songs that's coming out.
We performed our new single, right? You Are My Star, and then also we performed some unreleased music as well.
Yeah,
is one of them is called Sunshine, right?
Oh yeah,
or the new single.
You said, oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, was it scary performing live?
It was just the waiting is scary.
The anticipation.
Like the
anticipation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. The waiting, the anticipation was crazy because, like, you don't know who's out there.
Yeah.
And, like, but once you get up on the stage, it was all gone because, like, it's your fans. And you, I feel like I already know them because we talk to them, like, every day. Uh-huh. So it's, like, kind of normal just, like, vibing with your fans and just singing in front of them. So that's what happened. That's what
wow.
I felt like, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Your next show I want to come to.
You're more than invited.
I would love to.
I was drinking on the show, too. I was like.
Yeah, he. So we did.
I shotgun on the show.
On the show.
Stop.
Yeah, we have a recording of this, and he did.
I shotgun on the show.
On the show.
No way.
Yeah, and I was Simon Cowell on that too. Yeah. So it's funny that you brought that up.
That's hilarious. I'm sure that was such a like crazy experience for you. Like yeah, I can't imagine.
It was.
Yeah, and the way that we did our show was, you know, very different, right? We didn't do it just like all music. We implemented like. Our fans, we brought them up on stage.
Oh, fun. It was more than just
Asian Americans Got Talent. You know, we did some speaking moments. So we want to be different. One of the things about North Star is we want to be disruptive.
Wow.
Like, how can we be different in everything that we do?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you have, like, a game plan? Is there an album coming out?
We do have projects.
Okay.
We do have projects.
Maybe in the near future. I don't know.
Yeah. Probably nearer than many people might think.
Really? Mm-hmm. How exciting. How do you decide who like sings what line on songs?
Well, I mean, from the very beginning, just like, you know, we'd mentioned before, we make music for fun.
Yeah.
Right? And so when it's like, hey, yo, you know, Reggie be like, Ollie, let me hop on.
Yeah,
you know? And if it sounds good, it's like, okay, it sounds good. We make it for our fans, you know?
Uh-huh.
But, like, it's not like, okay, you get this line, you get this line. Yeah. It's like, you know, we'll hop on, and, you know, if it sounds good and you're vibing, you want to make music and we make a good song, it goes out.
Where are you recording these songs?
Bedroom, hotel.
Yeah, hotel room.
Wait, do you have like producers that like
we do it all ourselves?
Shut up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who produces it?
Oliver.
So Oliver is when we say produce, so right, there are many different little things in producing and mixing and engineering, you know, and all
crazy.
That good stuff. But Oliver is the person who does all the vocal engineering.
Okay.
And then we have one of our buddies who comes over and helps us produce
beat?
The beats and whatnot. But we do everything in-house.
Y'all write the songs?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Write the lyrics, the melodies, all that good stuff. And it's a collaborative experience. You know, sometimes I'll help Reggie. Sometimes, you know, Reggie will help everybody else. Oliver is like involved in all of this, being the lead singer and whatnot. And yeah, we just do it for fun.
Yeah, you should write a song about there being no romance like in our generation. Like romance
that's
is dead or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I might. Yeah,
be
that's
like,
a good one.
Why is there no love in Calabasas? Something like that. Okay. That'd be funny. I will say, guys, I was very impressed when I was listening to the song. It's so good.
Which song were you listening to?
The new one you just
You
released.
Are My Star?
Yeah, You Are
yes,
My Star.
Yes, okay. Yeah, yeah. That's,
it's really good.
Does that make sense now? You Are My Star?
Yes.
Stars, North Star?
Yeah.
It's very, everything like connects.
Yeah, stars aligns.
Stars align. Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah, it's, I was very impressed. It was way more like, do you guys know the band Lainey?
Someone had just mentioned me Van Lainey, but I'm not familiar with
Lainey.
It kind of reminded me of that, but like still way different.
That's
but
like a three-person band, right?
Yeah. And I was so impressed. Like I was just, it wasn't what I was expecting. Like I'm just saying, if you haven't listened, give it a listen because I feel like it gives more than you expect, which is awesome. It exceeded my expectations.
Oh, thank you.
I listened to one of their songs, actually. It was like, I Love You So Bad.
That's such a good song. I would sing it, but like, you don't want to hear me sing it. Yeah, you know. Would you guys ever rap on a song?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Do you ever get inspired by Rockhampton? Because they have like so many people in their group, too.
I would say actually one of the songs
we saw them at Coachella, too.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, they're crazy. Their fan base
is
crazy,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they just like, they formed like at Coachella.
Yeah, that was their last show.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, I think some of the music that we made, one of the listeners was like, hey, that actually reminded me of Brockhampton.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, definitely a sound. We make what we like to listen to.
Yeah. We make our own sound.
Yeah. It's the North Star song. Yeah,
our own genre.
You guys should totally do a YouTube video of you doing your own carpool karaoke. Like, you know how James Corden does that?
We tried doing it.
We had some boys, though, trying to, like, pack them all into seven.
In the car. Yeah. You should get, like, a sprinter. Like, like a little bus or something. And then all do it. That would be so good.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to watch. And then sing your own songs, Avi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be sick. Mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
Do you, in your YouTube videos, can you use your own songs? Like, no copyright?
I tried using You Are My Star, but it copyrighted me. But you got to put a claim on it.
Can you get it whitelisted for the people in the...
Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, we're working with different, you know, at the end of the day with music, you got to work with different distributors and whatnot. Uh-huh. So it's honestly a pain in the behind.
I'm sure.
I mean, we own everything, so technically, yes, but sometimes we have to go through these processes to make sure it happens.
Exactly.
Right.
And you have to, like, even for me, sometimes I'll pay for non-copyrighted music, but, like, it'll even flag it sometimes on YouTube just because I feel like it's so finicky.
Right.
Yeah. So do you distribute all your own music as well? It's not through, like, a record label or anything
like
that?
No, so it is. We're partnering with a record label on the distribution of the song. So purely, hey, here's the finished product. Can you, like,
distribute
it? So we are working with people to do that because, you know, a trailer parts person can't really do that with my experience. Yeah. But, you know, one of these days, maybe.
Hey, delegate it. Delegation Nation. Right. Do you use TikTok to help market your song?
We use everything. Like TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter.
Do you like come up with dances though, like for the song to go viral on TikTok and whatnot?
No, we make like content about it, but it's mostly the fans who make the dances.
And then people follow it.
Yeah. At the end of the day, the approach that we're trying to make is like, hey, you know, we're making music because we want to make music for y'all. Here's the music. If you like it, listen to it. You know, we don't want to shove it down our fans' throats or, you know, people who watch us. You know, we want to make it, you know, known that, hey, we're making music. Listen to it. But every single TikTok's not about the song. Every single, you know, Instagram post is not shoving
it
down
your
throat.
It's not like an artist using TikTok. Got it. Copy.
Right.
Who would be, like, your dream collab or, like, dream artist to be, like, featured on one of your songs?
Probably Joji.
I feel like that could totally happen.
Joji's fucking great. Like, I love his songs.
Yeah, but give me love. I love the song. Such a vibe. I'll be like going on run so
right?
happy.
Exactly.
Such a good song.
BTS too. I want to meet them. Like, I want to meet BTS.
Yeah, you should. I feel like that could totally happen too. At least meet them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, that would be crazy.
That would be crazy. Are they all in Korea?
Yeah, I think
so. Is that where they all live, like, full-time? I guess they've been touring a little.
Yeah, they tour a lot.
Yeah. Would you guys ever be open to going on tour?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Reggie has a destination in mind. Yeah.
What? Where?
Philippines.
That would be crazy.
Yeah, we're trying to go there this year, I think.
Yeah, we're trying.
No way. Yeah.
We're trying.
Where is everyone from in the group?
Most of them are from Texas. Like, Darren is from Texas. Yep. Ryan is Arizona.
Yeah, Arizona, Minnesota.
Arizona, Minnesota. Justin is from Texas.
Like, Dallas area or
Dallas.
Everywhere in
Dallas.
Texas?
Dallas.
Okay, Dallas.
Yeah.
Kate and I are Dallas, Houston.
Yeah, they too.
You got Oliver and Seb from Florida. You got Reggie from California.
Yeah.
Wow. So you kind of big, heavy in the Texas area.
Yeah.
So you have to do a show there.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Isn't it?
We just got to do a lot of shows. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I mean, the logistical, I mean, it's just, we got to get all of our stuff put together, but we're definitely going to do it.
Do you have any shows coming up?
I would just say, let's just watch to see what our moves are.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
But
you're making moves
the
scenes.
Yeah, making moves. That's right. But once we make a very, very public move, I'll make sure to hit you up and let you know.
Yes, I want to come. Please,
definitely.
I'll be like front row.
Ready? Right?
Yeah. So good. Okay, so do you have any, tell me a little bit about your YouTube channel, like your personal one. What's like the thought process behind that?
I don't think there's a thought process.
I figured that was
like,
the
what
answer.
Kind of content do you do?
I was just like, I do some challenges, like kind of like I do like talks.
I'm going to answer
Q&A.
It for Reggie. Reggie's like, what do I want to do today? Do I want to paint? Okay. Boys, I'm painting. Let's talk about relationships.
Yeah,
okay.
Like, yeah. Whatever.
Okay, I want to drink today. I'm going to do drinking or like whipped cream. I mean,
got
Reggie's
it.
Just yeah. like, Reggie's like probably one of the more free-spirited ones in our group.
Okay,
you know?
So you're very like fly by the seat of your pants.
I'm very nonchalant.
Nonchalant University.
Nonchalant University. That's good merch.
Yep.
I always say that.
He's a graduate. Yeah, he's like
the
founder.
Alumni. Yeah.
Alumni.
Yeah.
Are you the oldest in the group?
No.
Oh, who's the oldest?
Kane. Kane is the oldest.
How old is he?
He's 22, turning 23 this month on the 25th.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So are you guys all, like, who's the youngest? How old are they?
Sebastian, who just turned 19.
Okay, so it's very, like, close-knit in age.
Yeah.
That's great.
Oh, yeah. Shoot, my birthday's coming up.
Your birthday?
Yes.
Yeah, both of them is brother.
When is your birthday?
20th, yeah, the 20th.
June 20th? Mine's the 25th.
No way. Yeah, my brother's is on the 25th.
No way.
Yeah,
that's
Kane's
what I
on
just the 25th. No, you did. Yeah. Oh my God, I wasn't paying attention. The 25th of June.
So I'm turning
24.
Oh my gosh, so I'm turning 25.
Oh, no way. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, that's awesome. Do you have any fun plans for your birthday?
No.
No.
I haven't had the chance to even think about my birthday, to be honest with you.
I had a birthday and it was a week long in the house.
Bro, his birthday was birth week was lit.
When is your birthday?
February 23rd.
So are you a Pisces?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everyone hates Pisces for some reason.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like I love Pisces. I have so many Pisces friends.
They think they were like manipulative.
Oh, really?
Gaslighting.
What do you think about when girls are like, what's your sign? Does that bother you?
Yes.
Really?
It's so annoying.
Because they don't like Pisces is why it's annoying,
It's like a biggest red flag out there.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So if a girl asks you, what's your sign? You're like, I'm turned off.
I mean, I just answer, but like, I don't really give a fuck.
What are your red flags in women?
Bad hygiene. I don't like bad hygiene. Red flags.
Do you have any red flags?
Oh, if they're not family-oriented.
Love that. Yeah. That's a good one. Yeah. You know what I think is a huge red flag, too? When they don't have, like, a long-term friend or, like, a hometown friend. Like, a friend for more than over a year.
Interesting.
Like,
I didn't even think about
like,
that.
Like, that's weird.
That's
if you
good,
don't have a friend that's, like, longer than a year or two, like, why? Like, you're the problem.
That's a great one.
Right? Or, like, a hometown friend.
I never thought of that.
Right?
That's crazy.
I'm like, or people that, like, hate their hometown. I mean, there's a difference between, like, I didn't fit the vibe there or whatever. But, like, if you don't have, like, friends from at least one moment in your life, I'm like, that's weird, right?
Yeah. My red flag has to be, like energy based. Like I love being around positive people, so like if like the vibes are down, like she's negative,
you want people
like she's
that a fuel downer you.
Like an optimistic person, you know what I mean? Like I want to be happy around you. I don't want you to
you
be
don't
like,
want a Debbie Downer.
Yeah
got it. I mean I would agree.
Nice.
I'm trying to think of my other ones. Have you seen that TikTok trend lately that's like she's a two, but her mom is super hot.
I don't get it, though.
You don't get that, bro?
What?
I totally understand it. It is.
Yeah.
You're talking about someone, right? Then
okay, we'll explain it to you.
Let's play it right now.
Okay.
Okay, let's play it.
Okay.
Explain it first.
Okay, I'll use this one as an example, and we'll use it. It'll be like, she's a two, but her mom is like a 10 out of 10. So then...
Okay, so I'll answer it. I'll answer it. Then she's probably... a 6 because she's going to grow into the looks.
Yeah, you know like if her mom's
like
hot.
She's a 2 now, but like these specific other things.
Oh, okay. Like so you base it off the thing.
Yeah, so basically like you know how when you see a really hot girl, you'll be like, oh, that girl's a 10, right?
Yeah.
And then if they're not very hot or like they're, you know, not family oriented or whatever the things are that you're not into, then they would be a 1, right?
Okay.
So when they're like, it'll be like, she's a 10, but she has bad hygiene.
Yeah. All right, I got one.
So, like, she's hotness-wise a 10, but she has bad hygiene.
Okay,
what would she be?
Okay, do it. I got one.
Do it for a boy so that TK can answer.
A boy?
Yeah, do one for me.
He's short. He's a 2? Oh, wait.
Wait, no. No, it would be this.
I got one.
Okay,
so.
Oh, okay.
So then I would be
number
like.
Number first.
Yeah,
number
yeah.
first. Number
so
first. All right.
He's a 6, but he's well spoken.
Oh. That's really good. I feel like an 8.
Okay. You get one for us.
Okay.
We'll do a few of these. This is fun. I like this.
I know. She's a 10, but. Is really into astrology.
Fuck, that's a 3, bro.
That's a 3?
Three?
See, for me, honestly, like, everybody believes their own stuff, so that's like an 8 to me. Like, it means a couple points.
She's a 10. She's a literal 10.
She's a 10, bro.
If her personality is based on astrology, I don't want her. hell no, bro. She's gonna think, like, oh, there's a 9. She's gonna look at her fucking... The calendar? Course,
chart. Yeah, bro.
This is gonna base on
bro, I swear, I did talk to a girl one time, and she's like, oh, you're such a Gemini. Every single time.
Yeah, isn't that annoying?
It is annoying, yeah. But like, it's just like... What, it's just an excuse.
Wait, I have another
but like,
one.
But here's the thing, though. Like, if you talk to a girl like that, anytime you mess up, you can be like, oh, I'm just a Gemini. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't
oh, it's just
know
Gemini
shit about it.
You're like, whatever that means. Yeah. Honestly, I don't really know much either. People would be like, oh, yeah, you're compatible with him. And I'm like, great, sure. I don't right. know what that means. Yeah, but right?
You
yeah.
gotta throw one now.
Yeah, give me one. Give me a juicy one.
He's a six, but he has an Australian accent.
Mm. Ooh, okay. I'm not that crazy on Australian accents.
No, Australian accents.
Maybe like a
so
seven.
Sexy. Okay, so no. like an extra point.
Yeah, a point.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay. I love this game. This is so fun.
Yeah. Do you have one for me?
Okay. Let's think of a negative one then. So he's a nine.
Okay.
But he's arrogant.
Oh, ew. Like a two.
Really? So like he knows he's good looking and he like acts like
I
he's
feel
the
like
shit.
There's a huge difference. Like arrogant to me is gross. Confident is hot.
Yeah,
and there's
so
a huge
arrogant.
Difference. Arrogant, I'm
a two. He's like, a nine though.
I'm so used to LA, but like that does
wow.
not. I'm like
that
I don't
is
care.
LA vibes.
I'm like,
that
I
is,
don't care.
That is very LA vibes.
Wow.
You know what's like? It's like I expect people in LA to be like that when they're like nice and down to earth. I'm like shocked.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Let me. I had another one.
Okay.
Oh. She's an eight,
okay.
but makes you pay for literally everything.
I mean, I don't mind that.
Oh, you don't mind?
I'm
like interesting.
I mean, I don't mind paying for it as long as she has the...
So, she's a six.
Okay.
And the reason why that is I'm going to end up paying for everything anyways,
yeah,
but
yeah,
it's the thought.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
thought,
if
yeah.
she just expects me to pay everything,
agreed.
It's like, come on
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, if she's like, hey, let me take half of this, you
I
know
always
what I
think
mean?
It's good to offer.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh.
Like,
yeah,
yeah but I actually mean it too, because sometimes I'm be like, okay, you know,
but,
I'm going to let you take care of this one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Especially when you're, you know, in today's generation,
uh-huh.
you know, I'm raised in Texas, so I'm pretty chivalrous
uh-huh.
when it comes to that. But like, I would like you to be like, let me take care of half for the first
yeah.
time. And I'll be like, depending on how strong she is on taking care of half, be like, okay, well then let me get you next time. That's a second date automatically.
Yeah.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So instead of just like taking care of everything, there's just so many different ways that you could do it. It's a thought that counts.
Yeah, it's a thought that counts.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like every time I go on a date, I hope that they pay, but I'm always going to offer an act. I'll be like, I'll get my card out. No, it's okay, I got it. But, like, I hope that they say really pay. Just like, because
I
grew up in the Midwest, and that's
yeah.
just, like, how it is.
Yeah, exactly.
So I got another one, actually. And I don't know which way this is going to go, to
oh,
be honest
gosh.
With you. So, let's say he's an eight.
Okay.
Okay. But he's, how do I phrase this? He's too perfect for you right away.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, there's no red flags, and he just... I don't want
to
say love bombing,
like
but like almost clingy, like the guy who like loves you so much, like he just loves you so much right away. He's an eight, so he's solid, but like he
I feel like he stays an eight.
He stays an eight, so
yeah.
it's not a positive or a negative.
Yeah, I feel like he stays an eight because my toxic trait is that like I like a little spice where they
exactly.
make me wonder, like
exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Where I'm not
like
I'm in my bag with this guy, like I like a little bit of spice, but also is that me being immature and not
right.
like I should.
Like
I'm worth that.
Probably
like,
feels like it's too
like
easy,
that.
You know. Like
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I do like a challenge, but I think remains an eight.
Remains an
what
eight.
What about you? I'll throw that back to y'all. She's perfect.
So she's like an eight.
Yeah,
but
she's like just too like perfect.
I'll be honest with you, bro. Like if being completely honest, she's probably a seven.
Okay, so it drops a point.
Like, yeah. I still like her, but I like the challenge, you know?
I like the chase.
Flirting, the, like, what are you thinking?
It gets too boring.
Yeah.
Just knowing myself.
It gets too boring too quick if they just, like, fall in love with you.
Yeah, like, too quick. Like,
yeah.
I want some excitement, some
yeah.
juice.
Yeah, some spice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on, I'm looking up relationship red flags so you can do
oh.
more.
Okay.
This is a fun game. I love it.
Okay, let's think of some positive ones. Okay, so he's a four, but all your friends like him.
Ooh.
Like have a crush on him?
No, all your friends like he's like all your friends like him. He vibes with your friends.
Oh, but he's a four. Okay.
But he's a four. Like your friends like him. Like oh, he's such a nice guy. Like they always say, such a nice guy. Like he's a keeper. But he's a four.
Damn.
That's like beat, bro.
Because like he's the one who always brings like gifts or something like that. Like,
I feel like very, a five or nice. Six because okay. I'm just like that. He can be my friend.
Yeah, okay,
I that's knew what she was gonna say. That.
But I guess that gives the guy a couple points then. I guess still, right? Yeah, or do you think that would lower it, being that you want to friend zone him? You know what I mean? Like your friends like him.
I feel like that's the type of guy you low-key marry.
Right.
Because like they're always like I feel like you want to marry someone as a girl, like I want to marry someone that's reliable and makes me feel safe, and that's that guy.
But on the other hand, I think for the boys, if she vibes with the boys and the boys like her, she goes up like a couple points, bro.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like yeah, if she's a four, the boys like her, she's probably a six or a seven, to be honest.
I agree. I understand that. I feel like boys, my brother and you would get along. Like he just graduated. He's in a frat. Like he's very like, you know, he's a lady killer too. And like I feel like guys, tell me if I'm wrong, but like I feel like guys get so pissed when their boys get a girlfriend because that means like the guy's disappearing. No time, they're like, bro, like he's so different. Whereas girls just like don't really care. Like when my girl gets a boyfriend, I'm like, ah, okay, whatever.
I think it's more so when the girl changes the guy, bro.
Oh yeah.
You know
yeah,
what I mean? Yeah. But if the girl's like one with the boys, then it's like, yeah, bring her over. She can bring food, you know, shit like that. It just depends on the vibe that how she affects the group. My boy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, what about this? She's a four, but she's like crazy successful on her own. She's a boss ass bitch.
That's a fucking 10 right there.
You think that's a
10? Yo, yeah. That makes you be a 10? Wow, that's great.
Is she like successful as fuck?
Successful is such a
mommy right there.
Successful is such a broad term. Like, she's probably well spoken and everything else. You know, she's successful. I would say she's a 7.
Okay.
And for me, I think it's more so people tend to flock towards what they want to fill, the holes that they want to fill. Mm-hmm. And so, me having that side of things, I want someone I can take care of.
Mm.
You know, that's just me though.
All the sugar mommies out there. All the sugar mamas, let me know.
Hit me up. Oh, that's so funny. Okay, I'm trying to think of any more. Oh, this is a good one. They're a 10, but they're rude to their parents.
Oh, two, yeah. One. Oh, yeah, I can't take that. Bro. I can't take that.
Yeah.
I am a very family person. I'm the oldest of 9.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
9?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. And you're the oldest?
I'm the oldest.
So you're like alpha, firstborn, leader. That's me. I'm the oldest.
Oh, you are the oldest. Mm-hmm. How many do you have?
Just one brother. But like I definitely channel firstborn energy. Do you feel like you?
I guess so. I guess that's a thing.
Mm-hmm. He definitely does.
Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely does.
He's like, no shit.
Yeah.
Oh, they say that it's smart for firstborns to date like the youngest child or like the middle child because it's like you bring different like characteristics to the relationship that the other like lacks.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I guess, you know, next time I, you know, talk romantically to a woman, I kind of need to ask that. Mm-hmm. I don't ask that, you know?
Like, I feel like it's not...
Like, for research purposes,
yeah,
like, do I
like
them?
I feel
like
it's not that big of a deal, but, like, sometimes it just makes more sense. You're like, oh, that does make sense that, like, they're the younger sibling or whatever.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see here. I want to think of a good one for her. We got to think of a good one for her.
A hard one.
Yeah. Okay, this one's for me, actually.
Okay. Because
you had mentioned it, now I'm thinking about it. Okay, let's say he's a solid 10,
mm-hmm.
but he's shorter than you.
Shorter than me?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay,
I don't know how tall you are, but...
I'm like 5'6", almost 5'7".
Okay.
I think like a 2.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow, so height does matter that much.
For me, yeah.
That's crazy.
All the short kings, bro.
Okay. I'm so sorry.
Also,
there's short girls. Short girls.
Yeah.
I'm a taller girl.
I have a song that I made. My first ever song is called Short Boy.
Oh, really?
Yes, yes.
But I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I live, laugh, love, short king.
Let's say you go on a date with this guy, but he's wearing like these platform shoes and he's taller than you, but then he goes home and then he takes them off and he's shorter than you. What do you think?
Oh, that's... I would just feel bad.
You would
Oh, I don't know.
Because I've seen these, like, TikToks where they sell those, like, platform
shoes
and stuff
those.
Like that. And then the girls are like, oh, I don't care. I wear makeup, so you can wear those shoes, too. I don't think that's true. Like,
yeah.
I don't think it's true. It's just...
It's kind of...
It's staged.
Yeah.
I think it's very staged.
I think it's kind of different.
Yeah. I think that's hard. I don't know. Would you guys date a girl that's taller than you?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's a confidence thing, to be honest
with you. Yeah, I guess that's true. I think, like, if it was the right, maybe if it was Furbank, I don't know.
But no, like, think about it. Let's say you're, like, a supermodel, like, super tall, and then you had this,
that's
like,
true.
Short guy who's, like, super, super confident around you, mm-hmm. makes you feel like a beautiful princess, right? I think it's more so, like, a girl just naturally thinks that when they're with a shorter man that he's going to be less confident around them, or they're
going to
look.
That's so true.
They're going to look a little bit less, you know, awesome. You know,
I feel like my experience with short kings too is sometimes they're dicks because they have short man's like syndrome, and like they're dicks to women.
Can you explain what that is? What is short man syndrome?
Like, I feel like
do I have short man syndrome?
I feel like sometimes when like a guy is short, or
overcompensation,
like, it's really worth anything. Like, if they're insecure about something, they like take it out on other people and they're rude, and then it like we channel it as short man syndrome when really it could be other things. Hmm. But like, you know when people, like, for instance, guys, girls love when guys have like big dick energy. It's like they're like, they're the shit, they're confident, they're like doing their own thing, they're staying in their own lane. Like that we just say big dick energy. It doesn't mean they actually have one. Yeah, you know, for all we know,
okay.
They might not.
Yeah. So it's the opposite of that. It's short man syndrome. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hope I don't have that.
No, I feel like it just, I don't know. That's such a great question. It just depends. I guess if he was perfect, maybe it wouldn't be a two. What did I say, a two?
You
maybe
said
like
a two.
Four.
A two. Maybe a four. Bro, the whole ass 10, bro. All the way down to a two or a four. Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, I know. I'm sorry.
No, it opens my eyes. I mean, my thing is there's nothing wrong with preferences. Absolutely nothing mm-hmm. wrong with preferences. And I just think it's very interesting to research these, I guess, generalized, mm-hmm. you know, if you will, preferences that society has kind of, you know, lived with for a while.
Yeah, that's so true. I definitely could channel my inner Nicole Kidman and, like, Keith Urban. And, yeah, and they're a power couple.
And she's Tom Cruise, right? She was with Tom Cruise before,
she's,
too.
She's way
into
taller
the short
than,
kings.
Yeah, she's way taller than Tom Cruise. Yeah.
Who are we talking about?
Nicole Kidman. She's from Big Little Lies. You probably don't know. Yeah. She's in, like, traditional television. She's not a TikToker.
You got to think of a good one for us and end it off with
Okay.
That was a pretty good one, I would say.
Yeah.
Unless you got one, bro.
I don't. I'm trying to think.
What about she's a... this isn't that great of a one. I'll come up with another after. She's a 10, but she won't stop talking about her ex.
That's a 5. Wait, yeah, that's a 5.
I was thinking, like, a 6. You know, like, it depends, like, to what extent.
It depends how she talks about
him. Yeah, she talks about him. Is she reminiscing? Is she bitching about him? Is she, like, just bringing it up is also already annoying, you know?
Yeah, I don't, like, bro, it's like, the past.
It's us. Yeah.
It's about us now. Like, who cares about your ex?
Yeah. She's a... 5, but your family loves her.
Ooh. 8.
Ooh, yeah.
Mine would be like 9 if it was a guy, but my family was obsessed. I would be like 9.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Like, that's definitely wifey material.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, if my family's super picky too.
Exactly, bro.
So, like, if they like her.
Oh my god.
She might have to be a 9, actually. If my family likes her, bro.
I know. That's what I think mine would be a 9, because my family is like...
Yeah. That's crazy.
Parents are picky as fuck.
Very, bro.
What are they the most picky about?
The looks are first, obviously.
Looks first off. Yeah. And then second word that I would use is class.
Oh, okay. I love that. Like, respectful, being respectful. Mm-hmm.
Like, know how to carry yourself.
Integrity. Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, that's... Oh. They're a 10, but they're not confident.
10. Still a 10. Definitely maybe even 11. Goodness gracious.
Wait, a 10, but they're not confident?
Like, if she's already beautiful, a 10? And she doesn't know she's beautiful, she's even more beautiful.
Come on, bro.
Yeah, but I feel like confidence, like, is so hot.
To a girl? I mean...
Like, don't you want a confident girl?
Let's say she's a 9 and she's not confident, bro. She's a 10, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what?
What? Sorry, she's a 10, but she's insecure.
She's still a 10. Like, yeah, I think it's my job as a guy to, like, make sure she knows. Like,
interesting.
Like, yeah, like I want to make her feel beautiful. You know what I mean? Like, if she's a 10 and she feels like a 6,
then I'm going to make her feel like a 10.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I disagree.
What about?
I want a confident guy.
Oh, well, yeah, that's a guy. That's a guy.
Wait, you want your girl, like, always, like, no, like I don't not want confident her in herself? That guy,
but, like... But, like, if I'm doing my job right, I'm going to make sure she feels beautiful.
Okay, but what if she just doesn't?
Oh.
I guess it's a work in progress. So, yeah.
You love a challenge.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I guess I do.
Yeah. I guess I do. Epiphany. Okay, well, this was so fun.
That was a good one, though. Yeah.
No, that was so fun. I have to wrap it up, but what are you guys doing to make moves in your life right now? Whether it's personally, professionally, what are you doing to make moves?
We have just released our first single. In fact, yesterday night, I don't mind you telling TK about what we did last night.
What'd you do?
We were filming a YouTube video.
A YouTube video?
I mean, music video.
we're filming a music video for some of our upcoming releases.
How exciting! Yeah.
So we're going to hit, this music is a strong, strong passion of ours, and we plan on touring the world and seeing all of our fans. So just fun. Watch for what we're going to be doing, because we have a lot planned.
Awesome. And where can everyone follow y'all?
We have an Instagram, we have a TikTok, we have a Twitter, we have a YouTube, all at North Star Boys. But Reggie, go ahead and drop your links.
It's all Reggie, honestly. Just type Reggie on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok.
That's R-E-G-I-E. Reggie Macalino.
On everything, every platform.
And then you got Manager Ty.
Manager Ty.
Okay.
Perfect. Everyone go follow them and listen, stream their new music. Do all the things and subscribe to their YouTube channel and be sure to make someone's day this week. Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.